It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Bill Lucky. He is a producer from Columbus, Nebraska. He recently took part in the U.S. Meat Export Federation strategic planning session that was held here just last week. Bill, thanks for visiting with us here today. First of all, I guess just kind of describe what is they call it a strategic planning session. What happens at a USMEF meeting like this?
Well, basically, we have a lot of different sectors who are represented. We have beef, pork, corn, oil seeds, or soybeans, the exporters, processors, importers. There's a lot of different segments that are represented, and it's an information gathering time where we can look at what the USMEF organization is doing in these different countries, whether it be Mexico or Dominican Republic, the EU, South Africa. There's a big booklet that they send out that has a lot of information in it, looking at the opportunities and the challenges that we may face if we're in the market, and what we may have to do to increase our market share.
Yeah, Bill, expand on that a little bit more. Tell me about some of the speakers that were there. What did they have to say? And I guess, what is the outlook for red meat exports out of the United States, including pork?
The outlook is very positive right now. The EU is actually decreasing production due to regulations and just some other issues that they have, cost. But the main ones are regulations that the producers are being faced with. They're decreasing their production. So the EU is the largest exporter of pork in the world. And with them decreasing their production, it's going to have a big impact. So hopefully we will be able to fill those gaps. Brazil is another one that's going to be trying to get more market share, along with Canada. But the United States is probably the best positioned right now to take some of that market share that the EU is going to be losing. Some of the speakers we did have, like the USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Alexis Taylor, speak. That was very interesting. Jim Wiesman with the Washington Policy Analysis. He was with ProFarmer and the Farm Journal. Then we had a lot of information from the different chairmen of the different segments of USMEF, whether it be in Mexico, China, Japan, different areas of the world, just giving their thoughts on what the opportunities are out there for us.
Yeah. And maybe, Bill, to follow that up, can you talk a little bit about what does the U.S. Meat Export Federation do, you know, to try and increase that market share for U.S. red meat?
Well, they have people on the ground in these different countries. I think they have 19 different locations around the world that they have personnel in. Like for us with Pork Board, instead of us trying to have people all around the world, we work with USMEF. They take care of our international marketing for us, promotions, things like this. There's also any dollar that we give to USMEF, there may be matching funds from USDA. So it's a very good way to double our money if we work through them. It's been a really good relationship that we've had with USMEF over the last couple of years. So real proud to be a part of that organization, of both organizations working together to promote our product overseas.
Yeah. And then, Bill, as we kind of wrap up here, have to acknowledge the fact that, you know, folks from Nebraska not only are involved, but are in leadership roles with the USMEF, right?
Oh, yes. Steve Hansen from Western Nebraska is the chairman-elect. And then Dave Brents just got nominated on as treasurer. So we have very good representation for Nebraska, but also for agriculture.
Bill, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for your thoughts and your insight on this. Again, Bill Lucky from Columbus, a part of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Their strategic planning session was held last week. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.